Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by.
Just want the right to love you all of my life. Just the right to take care of you all of my life. I just want the right to be near you. Always to be there, sharing every care and strife. Life can be as simple as a nursery rhyme. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all the time. Long as I may live, I just want the right to give all my love with all my for all of my life. All of my life. All of my life.
The amazing voice of Billy Eckstein opens this morning's show of I've Heard That Song Before. Recorded in 1957, Billy brought us All of My Life, a wonderful Irving Berlin number, for his album Passing Strangers, made in that year, featuring him on some solo recordings and also in duets with the wonderful Sarah Vaughan. Well, Billy Eckstein opens this morning's program. As I said, we're going to mark Black History Month. Last week, we paid tribute to a lot of the musicians, and this morning, we are going to mark the massive contribution made to jazz and popular music by black singers. Well, Billy Eckstein is our first artist this morning. He began singing at an early age, 7 years old. And he was started out his career singing with Earl Hines and his Grand Terrace Orchestra. In 1943, he formed his own band and had some pretty impressive talent, including Eckstein himself, who not only sang but played trumpet, trombone, and guitar. Well, as a vocalist, Billy Eckstein spent a lot of time on the charts during his solo career and had lots of major hits, and we've just heard one of them, All of My Life, from Irving Berlin. Well, we're going to carry on and listen to lots more vocalists this morning, and our next one of the loveliest of the female vocalists from the African-American community, and that is Lena Horne. Well, her career spanned 7 decades, and she performed in just about every aspect of popular music: nightclub, recording, film, television, and shows on Broadway. She started out at the Cotton Club and went on to become an amazingly successful, respected, and much-loved singer. We're going to hear her with a number that she recorded in 1944 with an orchestra directed by Horace Henderson, written by the songwriting team of Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler. She'll bring us As Long As I Live. After Lena, we're going to hear from Johnny Hartman. Now, we've been hearing a little bit from him lately, and he had a lovely, smooth voice too. Smooth singer of ballads of the 50s and 60s and later. A little bit reminiscent of Billy Eckstein in the richness and depth of his voice and tone. He'd studied music at college and made his professional debut in the 1940s. Started out with Earl Hines, like Billy Eckstein, and then moved to the Dizzy Gillespie Band, where he stayed for a while. He went on to create a fine collection of jazz recordings, and we're going to hear one that he made in 1956 with the Frank Hunter Orchestra, not an orchestra I'm familiar with, but Johnny sang with them frequently, and he's going to bring us this morning a number written by Bob Barr and Ed Schiff called The World Was Mine. And by the way, a little note on this one, there's a rather nice trumpet solo from the orchestra throughout this song, and it's performed by a musician called Bernie Glow. I haven't heard of him before, but he's certainly worth watching out for. And then we'll hear from the wonderful Dinah Washington. Well, she had a vocal style that covered the range of music. She could do everything, blues, jazz, and popular music. She had a slightly gritty texture to her voice, but it was noted also for its clarity and phrasing. She was singing with the band of Lionel Hampton from 1943 to 1946, and made a recording debut with them for the Keynote label at the end of 1943. And after that, well, the hits came in quick succession over the decade. We're going to hear her from 1945 with a small group led by Lionel Hampton, and a number written by Leonard Feather. It's actually the Lionel Hampton Septet, and Lionel's playing the vibraphones on this one. Another noted musician is Arnett Cobb on tenor sax. And the song is Blowtop Blues. Three songs from three wonderful artists. We'll start with Lena Horne, As Long As I Live.
Maybe I can't live to love you as long as I want to. Life isn't long enough, baby. Love you as long as I live. Maybe I can't give you diamonds and things like I want to, but I can promise you, baby, I'm gonna want to as long as I live. I never cared, but now I'm scared. I won't live long enough. That's why I wear my rubbers when it rains, and eat an apple every day, and see the doctor anyway. What if I can't live to love you as long as I want to? Long as I promise you, baby, I'm gonna want to as long as I live. to love you as long as I want to. Life isn't long enough, baby, but I can love you as long as I live. Maybe I can't give you diamonds and things like I want to, but I can promise you, sweet baby, I'm gonna want to as long as I live. But now I'm scared I won't live long enough. That's why I wear my rubbers when it rains and eat an apple every day and see the doctor anyway. But if I can't live to love you long as I want to, long as I promise you, babe, gonna love you as long as I live.
The world was mine. Just a while the world was mine. Then you were gone without a sign. I searched but found no letter. Called but you didn't reply. It would have been much better to tell me one little reason why the world was mine. But only now I know its worth. I'd give the earth. I squandered the love that you gave me. Destroyed the world that we knew. The world was mine. Why couldn't I have you?
This morning that my top is about to go. I've been rocking on my feet and talking all out of my head. Yes, I've been rocking on my feet and talking all out of my head. Yes, and when I get through talking, can't remember a thing I said. In the latest styles. Now I'm walking down Broadway wearing nothing but a smile. I see all kinds of little men, although they're never there. I tried to push the A train and poured whiskey in my hair. I'm a girl you can't excuse. I've got those blowtop blues. Last night I was 5 feet tall, today I'm 8 feet ten. And every time I fall downstairs, I float right up again. When someone turned the lights on me, it like to drove me blind. I woke up in Bellevue, but I left my mind behind. I'm a gal who blew a fuse, I've got those blowtop blues.
Want to hear the latest in jazz? Or maybe some of the greats from the past? Tune in to In Transition with Randy McElligott every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CHUO FM 89.1, coming to you from the University of Ottawa.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO. We're here on your dial at 89.1 FM. This morning we're celebrating a tiny selection of some of the African-American singers who were popular in the US and Britain and from the 30s, 40s and 50s, marking Black History Month here on CHUO. Well, we just heard from three of them, and we heard Dinah Washington with the Lionel Hampton Septet, and Blowtop Blues, recorded in 1945, written by Leonard Feather. Sort of unusual lyrics to that one, but a very fine blues number. Johnny Hartman brought us from 1956, The World Was Mine, and we first heard from Lena Horne from 1944, As Long As I Live. We've got lots more lovely voices coming up for you this morning, and we're going to go next to a particularly lovely voice, Sarah Vaughan. Well, she's been described as the possessor of one of the most wondrous voices of the 20th century, in quotes. A stunning combination of power, clarity, and expression. It made her one of the leading jazz singers of her day. And fortunately, we have lots of recordings to remember her wonderful sound by. And we're going to hear one this morning. Excuse me. Taken from an album that she recorded, I believe it might have been in Paris. It was issued from there, I believe, called Vaughan and Violins from 1958. She recorded one of them was Live for Love, written by Carl Sigmund and Paul Mizrachi. She's accompanied by the Quincy Jones Orchestra, and that's a fabulous combination, the two of them together. Then we'll hear from one of the... Another wondrous voice, which is Sammy Davis Jr. Well, he's certainly recognized as the consummate entertainer. Some commentators say the greatest ever. He's talented, equally at home singing, dancing, and acting. Well, his many talents actually seem to ironically mask the fact that he had a very fine singing voice and style, lovely to listen to on the big numbers and also on the sweet ballads. And we are going to hear him on one of the latter this morning. And it's a particularly fine example of the Sammy Davis style and range. The song is Try a Little Tenderness. He recorded it in 1955, and it was written by Jimmy Campbell, Reginald Connolly, and Harry Woods. And all we'll hear on this one is that lovely voice and the solo guitar accompaniment of Mundell Lowe, and it's a really classic number. Then we'll hear from another classic performer, and that's the great Billie Holiday. Certainly a vocalist of talent and style, great originality. Perhaps not the most orthodox approach to singing jazz was what she took, but in some ways she was ahead of her time. Well, her popularity and her reputation have stood the test of time, and she's certainly regarded as one of the greatest of the female singers. We're going to hear her from 1949, from a set of recordings she made for the Decca label. And in this session, in 1949, I'm not quite sure quite when, it might have been later in the year, she was accompanied by the orchestra directed by Gordon Jenkins, who's a very fine arranger and conductor. And among the lineup, by the way, is a trumpeter, Bobby Hackett. We can hear his trumpet in the background as Billy brings us the number Crazy He Calls Me. We'll start with Sarah Vaughan and Live for Love.
Love is everything. Live for love, for someone whose kiss makes the winter spring. I'm on earth for only one purpose, to spend time with you. All the world.
bustle of the day, we're all inclined to miss little things that mean so much. A word, a smile, and a kiss. When a woman loves a man, he's a hero in her eyes, and a hero he can always be if he'll just realize. She may be weary, women do get weary, wearing the same shabby dress. And when she's weary, try a little tenderness. You know she's waiting, just anticipating things she may never possess. And while she's without them, try a little tenderness. It's not just sentimental. She has her grief and her care, and a word that's soft and gentle makes it easier to bear. You won't regret it. Women don't forget it. Love is their whole happiness. It's all so easy. Try a little tenderness.
If he wants them out of the way. Crazy he calls me. Sure I'm crazy. Crazy in love, I'd say. I say I'll go through fire, and I'll go through fire, as he wants it, so it will be. Crazy calls me, sure I'm crazy, crazy in love, you see. Like the wind that shakes the bow, he moves me with a smile. The difficult I'll do right now, the impossible will take a little while. I say I'll care forever, and I mean forever, if I have to hold up the sky. Crazy he calls me, sure I'm crazy, crazy in love am I. Like the wind that shakes the bough, he moves me with a smile. The difficult I'll do right now, the impossible will take a little while. I say I'll care forever, and I mean forever, if I have to hold up the sky. Crazy he calls me, sure I'm crazy, crazy in love am I.
Bridgehead is celebrating a decade of serving great coffee and tea to the Ottawa community. Bridgehead supports small-scale farmers by offering 100% fairly traded and organic coffees and teas. Their commitment to social responsibility means grower families receive more money for their coffee and cooperatives receive more money for special projects chosen by the community. Bridgehead wants to thank you for your support over the past decade and looks forward to serving you a tasty coffee, tea, and freshly baked good at one of their 12 Ottawa locations.
What's with that debit card up your schnoz?
I pay ATM fees through the nose.
Why don't you check the back, Jack?
Check what?
Check the back of your debit card for the exchange logo. Here, let me get that. See? You're already a member.
I had no idea.
The exchange is your ticket to no-fee withdrawals, deposits, PIN changes, and more at over 2,300 ATMs across Canada. Get the ATM locator app at keepyourchange.ca. You want this back up your nose?
I'll use the exchange.
Keep your change. Use the exchange.
Welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO. Here on your dial at 89.1 FM, I'm Stephanie Robinson, and this morning we're celebrating Black History Month, listening to some of the fabulous black singers and performers from the 30s through to the 50s. And we've just heard from three of them. Sarah Vaughan brought us Live for Love from 1958. Sammy Davis Jr. from 1955, Try a Little Tenderness. And we just heard from the legendary Billie Holiday, Crazy He Calls Me. Three wonderful performers and very, very popular in their day. And still very popular. Our next two performers are perhaps not the household names of the ones that we've been listening to, but they were very well-respected singers and performers in their own right. Each of them was a singer who spent time with one of the major bands. We're going to hear from Jimmy Rushing, who was a stalwart vocalist for the Count Basie Orchestra, and we'll also hear from Al Hibbler, who sang with the Duke Ellington Orchestra. I don't believe I featured either of them before on the show, and that's been a serious omission. So we're going to make up for it this morning and celebrate a song from each of them. Well, Jimmy Rushing, as I said, was a very fine jazz and blues singer, sang with the Count Basie Orchestra, one of the great jazz orchestras of the 30s and later. He was a talented performer and he had a big voice and, as I mentioned, a wide range of styles. He recorded, as I said, a lot with the Count Basie Orchestra. We're going to hear him with a different accompaniment, and that is a small swing group led by trumpeter Buck Clayton. And a number written by Andy Razaf and Don Redman. And Jimmy is going to bring us the number Gee Baby, Ain't I Good to You. And we're going to have a little bit of a spoken introduction from fellow band vocalist Ada Moore. Just a short intro there. And who else is... There's a host of folks on this, featured in this group. Fine Piano, by the way, from Sir Charles Thompson. And that will be Jimmy Rushing with Buck Clayton. Then we're going to hear from Al Hibbler. Now, he was a fine vocalist, perhaps best known for the time he spent with Duke Ellington. And his interpretations of lyrics earned him wide respect. And the Duke was... Duke's respect once gained was very, very valued. And he certainly enjoyed having Al work with his outfit. Well, one of Al's big hits with the orchestra was this, what became the standard, Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me. And it's said that the lyrics to this were written especially for Al Hibbler to perform. And Duke Ellington wrote the music, Bob Russell, I believe, the lyrics. And they recorded it in 1947. So it's Al Hibbler and the Duke Ellington Orchestra. And amongst the guys on the bandstand or in the recording studio, listen out for nice alto sax from Johnny Hodges, nice baritone sax from Harry Carney, and Ray Nance is giving us some nice trumpet too on this one. Two songs from two very fine band vocalists, and we'll start with Jimmy Rushing, Gee Baby, Ain't I Good to You.
Jimmy, if I pick you, how you gonna treat me?
Love, make me treat you the way that I do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? I'll buy you a fur coat for Christmas and a diamond ring, a Cadillac car and everything. Love, make me treat you the way that I do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? A coat for Christmas and a diamond ring, a Cadillac car and everything. Love, make me treat you the way that I do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you?
Thank you.
Mr. Saturday Dance. And they crowded the floor. It's awfully different without you. Don't get around much anymore. Thought I'd visit the club. Got as far as the door. I couldn't bear it without you. Don't get around much anymore. Darling, I guess my mind's more at ease, but nevertheless, why stir up memories, been invited on dates. Might have gone, but what for? I couldn't bear it without you. Don't get around much anymore.
Don't get around much anymore from the Duke Ellington Orchestra featuring Al Hibbler with the lyrics. Very fine jazz and blues singer who sang with that orchestra for many years. That was recorded in 1947 with the orchestra, and as I mentioned, Johnny Hodges was there, Ray Nance, and also Harry Carney standing out from amongst the orchestra, helping Al with the melody. We also heard from Jimmy Rushing, who was a mainstay with the Count Basie Orchestra, and he provided the lyrics on G Baby Ain't I Good to You, with accompaniment by Buck Clayton and a small group for the Columbia label, Small Group Swing Sessions, from 1955. Well, you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. This morning we're celebrating Black History Month. Tiny selection of some of the wonderful African-American singers, both men and women, from the 40s and the 50s. For our next singer, we're going to go across the Atlantic to the UK, which is actually what he did. Leslie Hutchinson was born in Grenada and went to New York City in his teens, then to Paris, where became a bit of a follower of Cole Porter, became famous for performing his songs. And then Leslie went on and settled in Britain, and he became a major cabaret star. He played piano and also had a very fine singing voice and carried on performing on television and radio well into the 1960s. We're going to hear him with a Cole Porter number this morning, recorded in 1940. And it's the number Just One of Those Things, which was written for the musical Jubilee by that great songwriter. It has the characteristic wonderful melody and marvelous lyrics that we come to associate so much with Cole Porter. I don't know who the orchestra is on this one, but it's a very fine, typical British dance band. They do a lovely job, and they really capture that That syncopation that Cole used to put into his songs. And then we're going to go back to the US for the rest of the program, and we're going to hear from Maxine Sullivan. Another fine jazz singer, had a long career of performing and recording, worked a lot with pianist Claude Thornhill and began recording with his group, also in Broadway and film, and had a very successful solo career, often performing with her husband John Kirby. We're going to hear her from 1945, again with a Cole Porter number, and this is a particular favorite of mine too, Every Time We Say Goodbye. And on this one, she's recording with a small group that features Teddy Wilson on piano, Charlie Shavers on trumpet, Red Norvo on vibes, and a few others in the studio. And after Maxine, we're going to listen to a very famous song written by Hoagie Carmichael and Mitchell Parrish, perhaps one of the most famous popular songs ever, and that will be Stardust. Well, one of the loveliest versions of this immortal standard has to be the one recorded in 1957 by Nat King Cole. Not with his trio, but with a full orchestra with beautiful string arrangements. I think Nat does an absolutely lovely job of this lovely song. Three more songs from some wonderful singers, and we will start with Leslie Hutchinson, Just One of Those Things.
Must
be in the know. Think so little of me, they allow you to go. When you're near, there's such an air of spring about it. I can hear a lark somewhere begin to sing about it. There's no love song finer, but how strange the change from major to minor every time we say goodbye.
And now the purple dusk of twilight time steals across the meadows of my heart. High up in the sky, the little stars climb, always reminding me that we're apart. You wander down the lane and far away, leaving me a song that will not die. Love is now the stardust of yesterday, the music of the years gone by. Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. When our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration. But that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song beside a garden wall. When stars are bright, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale, a paradise where roses bloom. though I dream in vain. In my heart, it will remain my stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.
Simply lovely version of the Hoagie Carmichael song Stardust, brought to us by Nat King Cole this morning. One of the loveliest interpretations, I think. Maxine Sullivan brought us Every Time We Say Goodbye. And we also heard from Leslie Hutchinson, Just One of Those Things. Well, we're coming to the end of this morning's program. We've been celebrating Black History Month and listening to a tiny selection of some of the wonderful black singers who were around in the 40s and 50s. And we're going to end with one of the great ones. Who else but Ella Fitzgerald, from her Gershwin songbooks from 1959 with the Nelson Riddle Orchestra, Love Walked In.
Love walked right in and drove the shadows away. Love walked right in and brought my sunniest day. One magic moment and my heart seemed to know that love said hello, though not a word was spoken. One look and I forgot the gloom of the past.
that concludes this week's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Please stay with us now for In Transition with Randy McGilligott. 2 hours of great jazz coming up for this afternoon. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and thanks so much for joining me today on I've Heard That Song Before.